The lake sturgeon can live over 100 years, weigh over 200 pounds, and can grow up to 8 feet long. Lake Erie's sturgeon population disappeared at the turn of the 20th century due to overharvesting. Commercial fishermen would use dry sturgeon to fuel their boats or sell their eggs for caviar. But now, the Toledo Zoo's Kent Becker says they have the funds necessary to create a facility on the banks of Northwest Ohio's Maumee River.
And hopefully use Maumee River water to rear eggs and young of the year lake sturgeon for reintroduction into the Maumee River.
Two projects from the University of Wisconsin received money, too. U.S. Fish and Wildlife biologist Justin Shiat says one will benefit the Menominee River, which flows into Green Bay and then Lake Michigan.
There's a hydroelectric facility on the Menominee River, and what they're doing is they're actually clearing fish from below the dam and putting them upstream of the dam, so the lake sturgeon can go up there where there is sufficient habitat for them to spawn.
The other Wisconsin project involves the St. Louis River. Shiat says that if the projects are successful, it's a good sign for the Great Lakes.
Lake sturgeon are an indicator of ecosystem health.
Other projects that received funding include money dedicated to restoring wetlands in Ohio and Michigan. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.